Phoenix Audio presents
Mary Higgins Clark's Malice Domestic 2.
Who Shot Mrs. Byron Boyd by Amanda Cross. Mark Stampede wrote the most macho books that could still pass for crime fiction, at least as most of the other members of the Crime Writers Association of America defined it. Marianna Phillips' mystery novels, while far from what anyone could call ladylike or heaven forfend romantic, deprecated male violence and brought into fictional disrepute the male vision that classed women, in E.M. Forster's immortal words, with motor cars if they were attractive and with eye flies if they were not. Mark Stampede worked out in a gym, with the results that the muscles in his upper body were highly developed, while his protruding belly betrayed his vociferous appetite and ready thirst. Marianna Phillips, who possessed neither biceps nor belly, tended to place women at the center of her fictions, pleasant, kindly men at the periphery of her plots, and macho men either as villains or preferably dead. How the two of them turned up on one platform in a very large hall during the course of a rather high-flown fiction writer's series was a question no one would answer, either when asked politely at the beginning of the event by Marianna Phillips, with considerably less gallantry during the course of the event by Stampede, and with no courtesy at all by the police as the evening wore on. Marianna Phillips, a woman of honor and a scholar of